I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the #GetMerry podcast, helping you live your healthiest, your happiest, your most merriest life possible. We're your hosts, Emma and Carla Pappas, aka the Merrymaker Sisters, aka the Merrys. So are you ready? Let's get merry. Welcome to episode 215 on the Get Merry podcast, and it's Saturday night here in Merrymakerland. We've got our matching pajamas on because as you do, sisters. And we realized as we were eating dinner and as we were eating chocolate almond butter slice, delicious, that we had a lot to talk about.
Well, you know, it's funny. People ask, like, do you need breaks from each other? And, like, do you, I don't know what they ask, really.
I think they just get weirded out that, like, we spend a lot. Like, yeah. they always say, oh, wow, like, you must spend a lot of time together. Do you ever get sick of each other? And you would think we would.
Well, you definitely would think we'd run out of stuff to say to each other.
Yeah, you think there would be a lot more moments of silence.
But we're very lucky because what we do is we, you know, the stuff that goes on in everyone's heads, then we talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so all those moments that you have in your head by yourself where you're like, I wonder about life.
And you're contemplating.
Yeah, so we contemplate together.
And I think because we're very aligned and share like, we're very different but also very aligned.
Yeah, so the answer is no, we never get sick of each other. And actually tonight I was supposed to hang out with my boyfriend. He made other plans and I was like, so weird.
And then you messaged me and I was like, cool, I can take care of my sister.
It was just so funny. But we do have breaks from each other because it is important to have your alone time. But we are very blessed to have an amazing sister relationship and business relationship.
We're very, very lucky. And I mean, it's a funny thing, and this isn't what we're talking about today, but we often, you know, we do get many comments and they're kind of judgmental comments. Like, it's not like, oh, you guys spend heaps of time together, like in an upbeat way. It's like, like, that's really weird. You guys spend time, so much time
and
together.
And the thing that we noticed we were doing is then we'd go along with it. Yeah. We'd be like,
we'd think it was a bad thing.
And so then we started to believe, because we didn't think it was a bad thing, when the only time we ever thought it was a bad thing or contemplated for a moment that it could be a bad thing was when someone else told us it was a bad thing. So obviously, growing up as children, loving playtime and spending time together, we never thought, this is weird, we shouldn't spend so much time together. It was just what we did. And we are actually super lucky that we have each other in our lives. So I think it's interesting. This is not what we're talking about, but I think let's bring it to the light. What are you doing in your life, or what are you thinking about yourself in your life that you're only thinking about it because someone else told you it was so? And I can use this as a great example, and I know Mum won't mind, because when she was young, she was told that she had a big nose by another student. Mum never thought she did, and then ever since then she thought she did.
Well, like, and Mum doesn't have a small nose. Just like, it is like, it's a beautiful Slovenian nose.
Like, you've seen photos of our mum. You know, beautiful. She's like the most amazing, beautiful human ever.
But it's true. It's like someone brings something to your awareness and then it's true. But I think like that, you know, what about the things about someone judging you on your relationship, someone judging you and saying something on their observations when they don't even know?
Well, this always, when does this happen with other relationships as well? Like all relationships, like intimate relationships. How often have you like said something about your relationship and then a friend or a family member thinks, oh, that's probably not a good thing.
I mean, even, but it's quite funny, but you do it to yourself as well, because I'll go back to the nose example, because mum then thinking she had a big nose made me think, and you thinking you have a big nose made me think I have a big nose, because I'm like, obviously, like, okay. I'm sisters and mum's my mum, and then I did think I had a big nose, but I didn't before.
Yeah.
So it's like interesting, right?
Yeah. So it can come into play in every in all moments. And yeah, I, you know, the craziest thing, this is so funny because it's definitely not all we're talking about, but I had the exact same experience as mum did. So at school in year seven, I remember Aiden, his last name started with an M. I won't say his last name, but he turned around to me in the canteen line and said, "Get your big nose out of here." That's what he said.
So mean.
And then I went to my friend, who I won't say her name. We're still friends, but and she knows this about her.
And we do love her.
We love her so much. But and she had other things said about her, which then caused her to do things as well, which is so crazy. I went to her and I said, "Aiden said I had a big nose." And she said, "You do." And then ever since then, I was like, "I have a big nose." But
do you know what they're funny? It just gets even funnier because I'm reading a book, The Untamed Shrew, and it's about Jermaine Greer. And or however you say her name, that might be incorrect. And in that book, it talks about this exact story, and someone actually experiences it where someone tells her that she, not Jermaine, but another character in the book, that she has a big nose, and she actually appreciates it because she was sick of people like pretending it wasn't big.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, look at that. Another side, she loved the reality because she knew she had a big nose. And finally, she had someone say, "Yeah, it's big. This is how you can do your makeup to make your face look like blah, 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 blah." And I was like, well, that's crazy. Like, who cares about the makeup? But also, it was interesting, a different perspective.
And then I guess it's in the way that they said it. Yeah. So the way it was said to her is yeah, it's big, but here's what you can do about it if you're worried about it, or if you want to, like this is actually how your face will look better and more proportioned. Not that it matters. Oh my God, you guys. But the way that it was said to, you know, me and mum was
nasty.
Wow, you are not accepted because you are different and you have a big nose.
And that's the same with the sister thing. When people make a comment like, "Oh, you guys hang out a lot." Mm. And it's like that like undertone of that's weird.
And it's you guys are like witches.
And we're like, "Yeah, we are witches and we're going to cast a spell on you." Like, people actually think that though. Like, honestly, like, do you know how many times I get like, "No, people, I don't like guys." Yeah.
I want to know, can we just say one last thing on this topic? Because I loved this thing that you tagged me in the other day. And it was because one time we were told that we were intimidating. Actually, it's probably more than multiple times. We were told that we were intimidating when we were speaking our truth and we were coming, like, we were like having a conversation. Like, we weren't, I know we weren't being like raising our voices or anything like that. Like, we were just trying to speak.
We only raise our voices to each other.
Maybe Joel sometimes.
Maybe at mum. Sorry, mum. And dad. Sorry, love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
And I just think, this person told us, "Wow, you're so intimidating." And I stepped back and I thought, "Wow, I'm so intimidating. Like, how awful that I made them feel that." And then you tagged me in a quote and said, "Am I intimidating or are you intimidated?"
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, hang on a second, because I wasn't making you feel anything.
No.
I wanted to have a conversation and then this conversation didn't like fit into your normal conversations of it might have felt awkward or might have felt uncomfortable, confrontation,
conflict.
Even though, you know, confrontation, it doesn't have to be anger and doesn't have to be raising of the voices.
It wasn't. It was like,
you know, we just actually wanted to bring this thing to the light and let's shed some light on this. Let's work it out. And and I never have thought of it that way. And I think it's so important to look at things different ways and don't always listen to what people say about and question everything. This is the thing. And you have, oh my gosh, like, can we just say, Emma, you have had this as well. remember in one of your relationships, someone was like, wow, you need to be like way less positive about this because this is a bad thing.
Yeah.
And then you came to me and you're like, so we need to be less positive about this.
I know.
And I was like, oh, okay.
I know.
I'm going to be less positive about this.
It's so awful. But guys, this is the amazing thing called life and the journeys and the lessons. Mm. And it's important to reflect and take note.
And now we can seamlessly move into our topic of the evening because it actually does fit together. The cogs have come together. I've just realized that all of this, believing what these people say, is a form of people pleasing.
And that is what we're talking about.
Because when someone has an opinion and you agree with their opinion, even when you do not agree with their opinion, it is to, again, avoid conflict and to conform and to feel like you fit in.
And to make them feel like, yeah, I'm right, I guess.
To make them feel, I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
But it's validated.
Yeah.
Heard. So hang on a second.
Oh my gosh, it's such a thing, isn't it? And I feel like it's... Many, many women, I mean, many women, I guess, are part of our community. So, like, I always do have, like, an unbiased, I mean, I have quite a bias.
It's very unbiased.
It's biased. It's very biased because
women.
I'm surrounded by women. But, oh, yeah, I love women. Like, actually, I love men, like, in an intimate relationship. But I don't mind that at all. Like, whatever you choose is fine. But I just wanted to, like, I'm not announcing that I'm a lesbian.
We both just did. No, we're not.
But I do love women. Oh, my God, I do because they're amazing.
And we specifically love when women feel free to be themselves and feel free to raise their voice and feel free to be themselves, feel free in their body and that their body is enough and accepted and X, Y, Z.
These beautiful women step into their power, mm-hmm. right? And whatever that looks like is different to everyone. It can be loud. It can be quiet. It mm-hmm. can just be whatever is your power. Mm-hmm. It's just being your truthful, honest, authentic self and feeling like you can be accepted like that. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we can all be accepted like that when we accept ourselves and when we kind of let go of all these made up stuff, from other people, but in the end, it's usually what we make up in our heads, in our own minds, from X, Y, Z, don't know. But it's like it's time to fully accept ourselves and accept our opinions and accept that we do not need to please everyone and they still will like you.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't mean they're not going to like you.
And respect ourselves. By not people pleasing. That is definitely a form of self-respect.
Well, because I mean, like when we're talking about people pleasing, it's like when you go against what you want to do, right? To please someone else. It's like, why would we do that?
Or when you put someone else before you.
Yeah.
Say, for example, you've got a plan and your plan is to read your book this afternoon. Yeah. You've had it planned out. It's a great plan, by the way. And then someone messages you. Oh my gosh, like, can you please come babysit my kid? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, oh my God, yeah, of course I can. Like, I will do anything, no hesitation, even though you had a plan. And maybe your plan wasn't even book reading. Maybe your plan was like you had a date or you were going to put on your merry body and do your workout. Like, maybe that was your plan. Maybe your plan was cleaning your house. I don't know what it was, but you dropped everything for this person, even though you were like, oh, I'm so annoyed that you've messaged me.
And I don't want to. I don't want to do this, but of course I will.
Yeah, I don't want to do this, but I feel like I have to and that I should.
Yeah, I should. And because I did it last time, I'll do it again. And you...
Or because that person did something for me, I better pay them back.
Oh, my gosh. And, it goes on and on and on. And, of course, we're not saying don't do anything for your friends and loved ones. No. Like,
no.
That's not what we're saying here. But what we're saying is that you can stop and you can check in and you're allowed to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not make you a bad person. And the thing is, when you do start saying yes, 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 yes to all these things and you are the epitome of the people pleaser. And guys, this comes from experience.
Oh my God.
We were these people and we still are sometimes. But it's like you begin to resent the person, mm-hmm. you begin to be angry. So, you know, what comes from your kindness and generosity at the start mm-hmm. turns into anger. It turns into resentment. It could destroy your friendship. So actually, like there's more to think about than just saying yes. Mm-hmm. Because if it's getting you angry, if it's getting you sad and mad, like you need to honor yourself. Mm. And you honoring yourself is honoring your friend.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to lose you as a friend or whatever you are. Like they don't want to lose you. And if they're a good friend, they will understand when you say no. Mm. And they'll ask their next friend.
Yeah.
And so on. Or they'll figure it out. Everything is figure-outable, right? Mm-hmm. As Marie Folio would say.
Yeah, and it's just you have to remember that they're not your responsibility.
No.
And I think this is what the people-pleasing thing it comes down to.
Yes.
And, you know, we were talking about this is that feeling of being needed.
Yeah.
And that is why we do it because it feels nice to be needed. Like it feels nice. And so like I'm going to say yes because you need me. You can't live without me.
Yeah.
And you're going to ask me again. And then I'm going to say yes even though I hate you right now because I had plans and I've ruined my plans.
But it becomes that addiction to saying yes because you get that like, oh, I'm needed. I'm important.
Yeah.
But you're important it's like if you don't say yes.
It's like an external validation.
Yeah.
And it's like all external validation. It doesn't bring you goodness. It doesn't bring you joy. Like it's that little, it's kind of like, what were they? Like a little like spike.
The dopamine hit.
Yeah, dopamine. Ooh, yay.
It's something. I don't know what exactly, but yeah. And I think it's like a practice that we develop. So obviously it's a practice that we have to undevelop.
We can use a lot of some examples. Like I know that we have several times in our business said yes to something.
Yeah.
Quite quickly.
Yeah.
And then it's gotten close to the day. So we've seen it in our calendar for a month, 2 months. Mm-hmm. And we're like, dreading it. Like, why did we say yes to that?
And, oh, my God, how many times have we had mm-hmm. that conversation? So many times. Mm-hmm. And that was us people pleasing. That was us feeling like, oh, they asked us.
We have to say yes.
It's like, no, we don't. Mm. And you just never do.
Yeah. And I will tell you, though, that this lesson was really important for us in our business. So I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't go back and tell younger Emma and Carla like 6 years ago, like, don't be the people pleaser. Like, don't be the yes girls because X, Y, Z, it's a bad thing. Because really all of those yeses did lead us to where we are. And there was many opportunities where we are so grateful for as well. And it taught us how to listen to our intuition.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like when you get yourself into a situation where you're like, damn, I knew I shouldn't be here. That is okay. Now use this experience for next time.
Yeah. Reflect. How did it feel?
But that's where it's important to add the reflection, right? Because instead you could spend years and years and years continually people pleasing and then you just become quite bitter inside.
And you burn out because you're feeling – you become a calendar filler.
Burned out and bitter.
What did I say the other day? Burned out. Oh, you burn out and you freak out.
You do though.
And it's you become one of those people who you just fill your calendar with so much stuff and so many other people and so many other places and doing all of these things. And it becomes overwhelming.
Yeah.
And life, you are no longer excited to jump out of bed.
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
That is a shame. It's really quite a shame. I think like what I guess it's like how do you do it now, right? Because how do you change?
We've perfectly painted the picture of what a people pleaser is.
And so you're probably at home going, like, this is me. Oh my gosh, I'm the people pleaser. What the hell am I going to do?
And like other examples is like when you say you're going to spend time with this person, then when you're with that person, you're like, man, I should be with that person.
And you feel bad.
So there's so many other examples of people pleasing, but I reckon the top examples is like, saying yes to everything.
Yeah, anyone who asks
agreeing with any opinion.
And the thing is, if you're a yes person, then that person will always ask you because they know
that you'll say yes.
Yeah, so that's when it's like, you know, think about that.
And that's when it's really fun to say no.
Yeah. And
like the first time you say no, it's going to be awful. It's going to be yuck. But then you feel empowered.
you're like, hell yeah. And it's that muscle that you practice and you just keep practicing and it will feel bad and then soon it will be you'll feel normal.
And don't become a no person.
No, because this is what we did, you guys. We were like, oh my gosh, we're saying yes all the time. We need to, and then we read somewhere about this and we're like, okay, it's time to say no. So we put a big stop sign up and we said no, 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 to no.
Everything.
To seriously everything. And then we had this like realization, oh, like, wow. That really like put a universe that like that put a message out to the universe as well.
Energetically.
Like that, yeah, because we had this big stop sign, this no, like big boundary. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, like this is just, it's not just, it's everything, right? Mm-hmm. This little energetic thing is everything, because as soon as you have that fear, as soon as you do say that you're stopping this, like it'll, you'll feel the impact and it happens. So it's like, be careful what you, what your intention, what your intention is.
Yeah. So be very specific.
But it's, how do you say no? You just say no, because it's when you get carried away with the excuses, you spend an hour writing your reply, you get stressed out. It's like all, you do not need an excuse. You just simply can say, no, I can't.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I cannot right now.
Yeah.
Like that is so, such a great reason.
Yeah. And, you know, if you feel like you need to put one little reason, like be honest. Don't.
Yeah, don't.
Like, and don't embellish. Don't make a lie up because it makes, it sounds better. Yeah, I'm really busy, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, I'm sitting on my butt.
Yeah, I'm just
enjoying my me time.
Yeah, which was planned for a week.
It's like,
yeah,
you don't need a fancy schmancy long excuse. And they still will like you.
Yeah. So don't fear that. And you know, and if they don't, then you're not your friend.
Yeah. Then see you later. Like,
because, yeah, you didn't sign up for a friendship which is about people pleasing or about giving, giving, giving. Well,
it's the whole expectations thing, isn't it? I know we've talked about this a little bit before. And it's when people do get those expectations of you, that's when trouble comes, really, because no one is no one should have that pressure,
zero
right?
Zero expectations of anyone.
Yeah, that's a hard
thing
to do.
And everyone, and it's very hard.
Especially a really close, but intimate then, relationships.
Yeah, and of course, it's also about what you accept as well.
Yes.
Because, you know.
True.
There's no excuse for bad behavior.
No, no.
So if there is bad behavior, you need to walk away. And you then need to.
And I think it's like, you know, if you do have a conversation, say it's like with your partner and it's like you have this, you have a spoken, like you do this and I do this.
Yeah, then that's okay.
Then you can expect that. But it's like, say, oh, they wash up every night and then tonight. They didn't. If you haven't really spoken about that, like that's okay. Maybe you can either ask them to or you wash up or I don't know.
It's time to set like some.
Then maybe have the talk.
Yeah, have a talk about it. That's about the a washing really good up thing. But it's like, and business relationships as well. Expectations. Oh, yeah. Like even me and you, Emmy. Like,
yeah, God, yeah.
Expectations of workload. Expectations of how many hours. Like you've got to have these chats because. Yeah. Why do we expect things when we haven't even talked about them?
Yeah, it's like you need to have the open communication.
What, you can't read my mind?
This is why open, like this, honestly, that will solve so much, right? Mm. Even with this people-pleasing stuff, like that honest, open conversation that is kind of awkward and feels yucky. Mm-hmm. But once you do it, it's like you bring your relationship closer. Mm-hmm. You see more aligned, you have that eye to eye, we're on the same page instead of like you being at the back and I'm being at the front of the book and it's all confusing. Yeah. It's like you just see a clearer picture.
Mm-hmm. So step one is if you're one of those people who say yes all the time when you don't want to say yes, because if you want to say yes, say yes.
Yeah, say like, yes.
Awesome.
Say
yes. You want to babysit? You babysit. Like there's been many times where I've said yes to babysitting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, cool, kids, awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bye.
It's like, see ya.
But yeah, if you don't want to say yes, you say no.
Yeah. Because this creates unalignment within if we stop honoring our truth and our hearts and what we truly desire, it just causes like that dis-ease within ourselves, which impacts everything. It impacts our bodies. It impacts our energy. It impacts our mental health. Mm-hmm. Like all of this, it's important. And it's okay to say no.
Mm. So, okay. Now let's talk about like opinions. So someone's said something about you, about something else that you don't believe in. Like how do we deal with opinions when we feel like we have to agree with the opinion to keep the peace?
And to please them.
And to please them. Like, well done on opinion.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's really interesting because I think old Emma, young Emma, she definitely, maybe she had less opinions as well. So therefore.
Now Emma is very opinionated.
Oh my gosh, she needs to calm down with her opinions. Calm her farm. I think I heard something the other day and it was like, never think.
I like them.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, sissy.
I'm not even people pleasing.
Sometimes I like them. Sometimes I'm like, whoa, like you don't need to express that. Mm. And I have that awareness.
This is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, what do we do with an opinion that we don't agree with? Sometimes nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, like sometimes I should just.
Sometimes you just zip it and you walk away.
And it's fine. And I can, do you know what? And it's that free will, right? It's like people are allowed to have their opinion. Mm. Why do I think my opinion is right? Oh, actually, I don't even know it's right. Yeah. What makes me feel like it's right? It might not be.
For you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I had a.
And everyone has their own history, they have their own life. So, of course, they see the world in a different way.
Exactly. I was recently traveling and we were waiting for a bus and there was another couple waiting for the bus and they started talking about other tourists in like a really not a good way.
Oh, that's so mean.
It was awful. And I wanted to say something.
Yeah.
But I was also like, you're on holiday. I'm on holiday. I've talked to you for 1 minute. I'm just going to walk away because I didn't.
There was no point.
There was no point. There was this fight was. Not yeah, there was no point. But if it had been not two tourists that I had just met,
wow,
it would have been a different story. So I think it's the person as well, isn't it? Like it's not necessary. True. It's not necessarily what is the opinion about. It's like who is saying it.
Yeah. I think it's a really – so this is like two areas of topic, right? Like so when someone shares their opinion and you don't know how quite to navigate it, and wait, it's the same topic, isn't it? It's like you disagree. So it's like, do you express yourself? Do you just agree or do you walk away? And I mean, firstly, I think from now on, now like knowing what I know now and experiencing life up to my 31 years, never ever would I agree to someone's opinion that I do not agree with, because that's just saying no to yourself. Yes. It's saying no to your heart. It's like living out of alignment. This is this is my goal in my life and yours too, Carla. I know we've talked about this many of times. It's like to speak your truth, to think your truth from your heart. And therefore, if we're hearing someone's opinion, then having a conversation in agreeance when we don't truly believe it, what is that saying? What is that going to do to you physically, energetically, and mentally? Like, and
we've all had those experiences with ourselves or with other people where, you know, you thought, like, this is a really basic example. Basic examples are great. When you might have had a friend and you had a mutual friend and then this other friend started talking about the mutual friend. And who joined in with the conversation?
Yep.
You did. I did.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone did. And you're like, man, I don't even – like I really like that person.
And then you feel bad.
You feel terrible, but you've joined in on it because like you – to feel like you – it's – and we've talked about this before. It's almost like you do it in order to create a connection. So it's a connection over
– they say that talking and gossiping about people is like the most – it's intimacy. Mm. It's like a form of intimacy.
Well, I do not like it.
No, but it's so easy. It's extremely easy to fall back into that habit. Super. Oh, my gosh.
And, you know
– oh, my gosh.
We were lucky in that we were very – what is the word where there's only two of us?
In our business.
In our world.
Yeah.
Filming our whole world for a moment. We were in a bubble. Like
we were in a weird little
serious bubble where our friends were like a lot of males as well where like we had no girlfriends. And all of those male friends, like they never talk to me about anyone. Like this is just – this is an observation. Ooh. They never came to me and talk about anyone.
It is a very female – it's a very –
and the thing is that the reason why it's females is because we're super observant, I guess. Yeah. And we're super like we talk about our feelings and we're like
that's
stereotypically,
true.
I'm saying.
Yeah, there's always differences. There's always differences. I mean, we're just
– I'm talking it's my just
observations observation. And things.
But, yeah, I feel like that is such an interesting example of when you begin to – see another friend talk about a mutual friend. It's like, how can we stop that?
We need to stop that. We need to think of a way to stop that because I don't like doing that. And I know I still do every now and again, 100%. Like, I own up to it. I do. So how?
Maybe it's as simple as I don't want to talk about other people anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about other people's lives. Can we talk about mine and your life? Yeah, is that okay?
That's a good idea. And I think that's like in a positive way as well. Yeah. Because right? It's like, hey, like
I'm really trying to work on something right now and I'm hoping you can help me with this. And what I'm working on is keeping our focus on ourselves.
Yeah.
And not bringing in other people's stuff.
Yeah, no. Well, like it's boring anyway. Yeah. And like it's just like
But you get carried away with it, right? Well,
someone brings it up and you're like, "Oh, like cool." Like
and sometimes but you know what the thing is? Sometimes you do agree.
Yeah.
No, hang on a second. Now, in my future, in my present, not my future. I don't know what the heck happens in the future. Can someone else tell me? Now I would only do that if I do think that.
Yes.
Which is not acceptable either.
Well, but also it could be like a totally different thing where it's like it could be a fine to talk about someone else if it's perhaps like a positive has thing. Happened. It's a good thing.
Or like, I've experienced something and I'm questioning it and I'm wondering why.
Yes.
And
I need some help. Exactly. You're unpacking it with someone.
I'm trying to unpack this.
Yeah. Oh my God. Story of my life. I need to unpack this.
Okay.
Delve deeper.
I like how we're coming up with our things and then realizing that our things are wrong and that we're actually completely wrong right now.
Love how like really like guys we don't know anything. We just are observing life and we chat a lot.
We're living life to our best as we can right now,
and we're giving you guys all the permission to make all the mistakes
and all the mess. But hey,
and then
but also
come
hey,
back to the light,
learn
right?
From our mistakes.
Oh yeah. Ooh,
if you want to skip some,
yeah, feel
listen
free.
To these ones.
Well, I feel like I have done a lot for you, Carla, in that aspect as older sister.
I'm like, Emma, that was a speed bump. I'm not gonna go over the same one. I'm gonna go right
around.
Like,
that was like a mountain with like a cliff.
I was like, that looks really awful.
Yeah, that looks horrible. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to go on this meadow. Boom. And like pick flowers and dance. Yeah.
You think my life is all daisy flowers and dancing?
I have stuff too. I have stuff to unpack.
I got a really heavy backpack.
Look, we all do. And I think it's really important to remember this as well as
but
like.
I'm the white wolf.
Oh God, here we go. She thinks I'm evil.
I never said evil. I said dark.
Look, darkness adds a little bit of depth, I'd say.
Yeah, you're like the depths of the ocean.
Yeah. Oh gosh, here we go.
Take
Let's
a breath.
Inhale and exhale.
Oh, so good. So okay. Good. So people pleasing. We've talked about action steps and how to overcome this. Saying no, full stop.
Boom. Love it.
Opinions. Not being aware, bringing awareness first of when you do find yourself falling into the habit of agreeing when you don't agree. And then check in those moments when they happen again, what is your best next step? Is it to walk away or is it to actually say, oh, I don't agree?
Yeah. I love this so much. I love all of this.
So it's simple though, right? Can we use simple language like that instead of, you know, how sometimes when we're trying to say something and our heart is racing and we feel like, oh, I don't know what they're going to say and it's awful. It's like, can we take that breath? And I wonder if we can. Can we do this? I think we can. I don't agree.
Yeah. It's as simple as that. And then leave it. And leave it, right?
I hope your friend then says, oh, okay. Well, what do you think?
Yeah. And then you have like a conversation.
That's nice.
And it doesn't need to be heated.
No.
See, this is where I think I would get – this is where you need to say, I don't agree, but I understand that you have you're okay to have another opinion.
Yeah. Let's make sure we say that because especially – depending who we're talking to.
Oh, well, me and mum had a fight the other day.
But for example, me and you, Emmy, you could just say to me, like, yeah, I don't agree.
Yeah.
And I don't need you to then tell me that you understand that my opinion is also valid. But depending who you're talking to, you might need to also add that. And so I like that because that's a good disclaimer.
Yeah, but it also depends on how you express your opinion as well because, like, if – yeah, it's like before you go ahead and tell your –
That's why I said deep breath in.
Yeah, deep – I missed the deep breath the other day. That's all. I had a fight with mum. I'm sorry, mum. We had difference of opinions, but it brought us closer together. That's really nice. See the conflict, like, and the differences made us realize that we're the same.
And then, yeah.
It made us realize we're the same, that we have different opinions, but we feel that we got really sensitive over, like, this.
Yeah.
This conflict. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, like, we need to be okay that other people don't have our opinions.
I think a great thing that you could do and we could all do with this is that deep breath in. Actually, I don't agree. Acknowledge their opinion.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand, but we are different. And then also add in, if we want to discuss this, let's just try and not take this personally.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Because this is when the conflict happens, right?
Yeah, when you take it personally.
Whenever it is conflict, it's because you think this person is attacking you.
Yeah, but it's not.
And it's not. They're not attacking you. They're attacking an opinion.
Yeah, and they probably don't even need to attack it in the first place.
Exactly. And this is my favorite lesson, I think, of if you guys haven't read the book, The Four Agreements, it's such a good book. I haven't even read it. I listened to a podcast on it.
Yeah,
I know the book, right?
Like, obviously. You don't need to read it.
is so funny. Don't take things personally. I actually use this all the time in my life.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like me and you
take things personally all the time.
Wait, maybe all humans. Sometimes I'm like, wait, do all humans take things personally?
I think everyone does. You want to know why? Because we are the stars of our lives. Yeah, so, of course, everything is about me.
Yeah. The whole world rotates around you, Miss Carla. Yeah.
Right? And, like, in a way, it's all about you.
Yeah, it is.
And it is.
Yeah.
Because we're the protagonists. Like, I'm the one walking my walk.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the one.
Well, you're in your shoes. You're in your body.
I don't know what my body – like, it's such a weird concept, to be honest. Like, who am I? I'm this thing inside of this body. But, of course, we take things personally.
Yeah.
And it's when someone yells at us, oh, ouch. So he yelled at me.
Yeah, and it hurt.
I'm going to cry. What are you even yelling about? What did I do?
And then you realize, hang on a minute, it's not about me at all. They just had a bad day at work.
Oh, that person cut you off in traffic. Oh, how dare you? Like, I didn't do anything to you.
Yeah. It's like they're just in a rush or they're angry.
I find road rage so interesting.
I'm like, why do you bother? I don't get it either. I'm like, I see people yelling in their cars all the time. And I'm like, if only you knew how silly you look.
But maybe it's yelling. Also like they like the drama of the day. Like, maybe it's the most.
Well, I feel like what it could be because
exciting part of the day.
No, but this is what I feel. That maybe that's true. That could be right. I feel like anger comes out of us when we're sad, right? Sadness. So I'm pretty sure it's a sadness because I think this is where, you know, I've had a year of like really big highs, but I've had a sad year as well. And like,
did you get road rage?
No, I didn't get road rage at all. But, you know, like me, like having a fight with mum, that's my sadness.
True.
That's like from deep inside, I was really sad. And it came out like that. And then in the end, it all came out what I was actually sad about, really. And it helped me. But I think.
I wonder if the road rage helps.
But that's because I had a conversation and my truth came out. So I don't think so. Because if they're just like getting angry about that and tailgating, that's dangerous.
Yeah, don't do
but
that.
But I feel like that is a lot of the cause behind anger, like unnecessary anger. It's actually sadness because people are not dealing with their feelings.
I 100% know that anger is
honestly,
anger is hidden sadness. Definitely for me.
I think, okay, I'm like my life has been pretty fine and dandy, right? Like I've had a great life, but I've gone through some stuff and I have I know it's impacted me in massive ways. So then I think about everyone's lives, what people go through. And man, people go through really bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like no wonder people have trouble and like getting through these really hard situations. And, you know, it's like this is why it's great to talk about this stuff and make mental health more like, yeah, it's okay to talk about. Yeah. It's not a taboo thing because you know what? It's okay that you're going through pain. Yeah. It's okay because you went through a lot.
Yeah.
And it's difficult sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it's like, wow, like that realization that we all have this past and this and stuff.
So, yeah, if you're the star of your life as we were talking about, then everyone else is having those moments as well.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's so important to try and, like, make this world a place where people feel like they can talk about it and not like they're going to be judged.
I know, right? Gosh.
And not that – and, you know, this is another form of people-pleasing. You know, this is another form of people – this is a huge form.
Yeah.
Hiding your emotions because you don't want to make someone else feel uncomfortable that you're crying, that you're angry, that you're sad. How many times have you held off tears because you don't want to make someone else feel awkward or you don't want to make someone else feel like they've done something wrong?
I feel like I've never been able to hold back my tears. I'm just that human.
Actually, no, I have. I know that.
I don't think I can.
Yeah, no, physically. It's very difficult and it hurts your throat.
Yeah.
Like it's awful. Yeah. But it's almost like it is a form of people pleasing. And even if it is you're trying to hide it to not show your vulnerability or show weakness in inverted commas, that is also a form of people pleasing because what you're trying to do is change that whatever other person's perception of you, like you don't want them to see this.
It's so interesting how we do that. Well, it's like how you would always show up as bubbly happy even though you're sad at school because you were getting bullied, but you just showed up louder and like I was happier.
I would hide my sadness with more fake happiness.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Because I didn't want them and it was almost like, I don't know if that's a form of people pleasing. I wonder.
It was like a coping mechanism. It probably,
but also kind of in a way because if I had shown up sad, angry, upset, then maybe the bullies would have realized that they had done something or like, I don't even know. I don't understand. It's so funny.
I just
bullying is interesting. Now, bullying is a subject we need to talk about with Miriam.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes. We have so many topics we want to talk about. We just need to book her in for like a whole day.
Yay.
I love how like this podcast episode has made me just be like, wow, like humaning. Guys, like give yourselves a pat on the back.
Yeah, and bask in your humanness.
Yeah, seriously. And like be proud of yourself. Exactly how you are right here, right now, showing up just as you are. Like you showed up, you woke up, you got out of bed, you are amazing. Like you are doing it. You are making this happen. You are living your life.
And maybe it's shed some light, brought to the surface. Oh yeah, I do people pleasing that way. Good. Cool. Doesn't matter. Like you're awesome still. Like it doesn't matter. Like, you know? If you just realize that, I do that. Awesome. That's cool. So do we.
Yeah, we still do it.
We still do it.
Like, not as much.
We're all just managing this magical mess of a life.
I know. So it's so funny how, like I wonder, like, this is a whole other topic, that whole perfection thing. Like, I really just – I appreciate you, Carla, for being able to, to be able to share this in such a, this is us blur, like whatever. We're just like talking nonsense, but it also kind of makes sense, I feel. But it's showing that we can all just do our best and it doesn't have to be perfect.
It doesn't, never. And it doesn't exist.
You know what? It's like you might have stopped being a people pleaser on your goal list for 10 years. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
It is. It's all good. It's all
good. How cool is life?
So good. So grateful for you listening to today's episode. If you have any topic requests that you would like us to cover, please get in touch. Oh, yeah.
This was a topic request from Miriam, who's in Marybody, our membership, yoga and Pilates. So thank you, Miriam.
Thank you, Miriam.
It was a great idea. And then I put it like on Facebook as like, would you like us to talk about this? And lots of people said yes. So I think
clearly it's an issue.
Yes, clearly there's a lot of people pleasers out there.
Awesome.
Though. I love it.
Because now we can all start saying no, full stop.
Just not all the time.
Only when we mean it.
Yeah. Don't say no when you mean yes. Say yes when you want to say yes and say no when you want to say no.
Now that is freedom. Oof. Have a great day, night, evening, afternoon. Love you lots. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.